Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. My Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Vav. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yochanan said in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai that the Baal Bais breaks the bread. He's Botzea, and a guest leads the Birchas Hamazon. The Baal Bais breaks the bread since he will cut larger pieces for the guest. A guest would be reluctant to do so, and the guest leads the benching, so he should give a bracha to the Baal Bais when saying the bracha to the Baal Bais, which is a paragraph included in the middle of the benching. And the bracha essentially includes that the Baal Bais should not be embarrassed in this world and the next. He also should be successful with all his nechasim, with all his property, and that the Baal Bais and the Orchim and the guest should never have thoughts of sin. So again, point number one is we learn the Baal Bais is both say he breaks the bread to give large pieces to the guest, whereas the guest is the one who leads the benching, so he should include the bracha to the Baal Bais. Number two, there's a machlokes regarding what the bracha of the Zimun includes. Rav Nachman says it includes up to and including the leader's response of Nevarech. Rav Sheshes says it includes the first bracha of Hazan. And according to Rashi, Rav Sheshes holds the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon is Ha'arz, which we understand to be the second bracha in Birchas Hamazon. Tosos interprets it differently. So once again, the two points are, number one, the Baal Bais is Botzei, he's the one who breaks the bread to give out large pieces. The guest is the one who eats the benching, so he should give the bracha to the Baal Bais. And number two, we have a focus regarding the bracha of the Zimun. What does it include? Rav Nachman says it includes up to and including the leader's response of Nevarech. Rav Sheshes says it includes the bracha of Hazan, and really Birchas Hamazon, according to Rav Sheshes, begins with Ha'aretz. This is Rashi's pshat. Number three, the Gemara brings a series of proofs that the bracha of a Tova Meitiv in Birchas Hamazon is not a deraisa. Rav Yosef says we see it that it's not a deraisa from the halacha that laborers, polim, are allowed to delete it to get back to work. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said in the name of Rav that the fact that it's next to the bracha of Bonei Yishalayim and still begins with Baruch proves it is not a deraisa, because a deraisa bracha would not require a baruch, since it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. It's a bracha that's juxtaposed to another bracha. So being that it's a derabanan, it begins with a baruch, which proves that's not a deraisa. Rav Nachman says we see that's not a deraisa from the halacha that's deleted in the house of a mourner. If it was a deraisa, it would not be deleted. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Baal Bais is botzei, he's one who breaks the bread, the guest leads Birchas Hamazon so he can say the bracha for the Baal Bais. Number two, the Machlok is regarding what the Brach of Zimun includes. Rav Nachman says it includes up to and including the leader's response of Nevarech. Rav Sheshes says it includes the first Brach of Hazan. According to Rashi, Rav Sheshes holds the first Brach of Birchas Hamazon is Ha'aretz. Tosos interprets it differently. And thirdly, the Gemara brings a series of proofs that the Brach of Atom Meitiv, the fourth Brach in Birchas Hamazon, is not a deraisa. Rav Yosef says we see it's not a deraisa from the halakha that laborers are allowed to delete it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said in the name of Rav that the fact that it's next to the Brach of Bonei Yishalayim and it still begins with Baruch proves it's not a deraisa. A deraisa bracha would not require a baruch to start with baruch, since it's considered a bracha smucha l'chaverta. And finally, Rav Nachman says we see it's not a deraisa from the halacha that's deleted in the house of a mourner. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon from Mem Vav is going to be cows that go moo. So here we go. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher guided the one leading the zimun to go up till the end of Hazan, a reminder to bless Farmer Brown to have lots of prize-winning cattle after all. He did get big pieces of bread out at the beginning of the meal, and instructions for his farmhands to skip a Tova Meitiv and get back to the fields. Once again, Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher, oh cows, we must be on Daf Mem Vav. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher guided the one leading the Zimun to go up to the end of Hazan, which reminds the Malkokas, what does the Brach of Zimun include? Rav Nachman says it includes up to and including the leader's response of Nevarech. Rav Sheshes says it includes the first Brach of Hazan, because according to Rashi, Rav Sheshes holds the first Brach of Birchas Hamazon is Ha'aretz. A reminder to bless Farmer Brown to have lots of prize-winning cattle. After all, he did get big pieces of bread out at the beginning of the meal, which reminds us that the Baal Bais is Botzea. He's one who breaks bread so he can give out big pieces because the guest would be reluctant to do so, whereas the guest gives the bracha to the Baal Bais that he should be successful with all his property, amongst other things, and instructions for his farmhands to skip Hatova Meitiv and get back to the fields, which reminds us that there were a series of proofs that the bracha of Hatova Meitiv, the fourth bracha in Birchas Hamazon, is not a deraisa. Rav Yosef says, we see it's not a deraisa from the halacha that laborers are allowed to delete it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said, in the name of Rav, that the fact that it's next to the bracha of Bonei Yishalayim and still begins with baruch proves it's not a deraisa. A deraisa bracha would not require a baruch, since it's considered a bracha smucha chaverta. And Rav Nachman says, we see it's not a deraisa from the halacha that's deleted in the house of a mourner. So once again, Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher guided the one leading the Zimun to go up till the end of Hazan. A reminder to bless Farmer Brown to have lots of prize-winning cattle. After all, he did get big pieces of bread out at the beginning of the meal, and instructions for his farmhands to skip a Tov Meitiv and get back to the fields. Now it's time for a four-block back Chazorah, Daf Mem Beis. So the symbol for Mem Beis is a mobster. So here we go. As part of their initiation, the newly recruited mobsters, reminding us around Daf Mem Beis, were required to make a bracha for the group, which reminds us that the mission infers that in order for one person in a group to make a bracha for the others, the group must be reclining, there must be a seva, not just sitting. But the Gemara later concludes that if the group verbally states their intention to eat together, then sitting is considered like reclining. So they're required to make a bracha for the group on a meal's worth of pasa babekisnin, because the bracha of pasa babekisnin is generally mazonos, since it's usually eaten as a snack. But Rav Nachman rules that if one eats enough of it to establish a meal on, to be koveya suda on it, the bracha would be hamotzi. And then correctly guessed that my machronim is when the mob boss considers the meal over. Because we have the malchokas, when is a meal considered over, that one is required to stop eating and recite birkas amazon. Rav Huna says it's when one finishes eating the meal. Rav Papa says it's when the bread and food are removed from the table. Rav says that the guests are dependent on the host's intention. So that if the host brings additional portion to the table, even after the removal of the food and the bread, he still may be eaten. And Rav says that if one is accustomed to anointing his hands with oil on finishing a meal, then as long as he has not anointed his hands, he may continue eating even after he finishes the meal and even if after all the food is taken and removed from the table. But the Gemara concludes that the bracha follows that of Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, who says in the name of Rav that the washing the hands after the meal, my machronim, is followed immediately by birchas amazon, meaning that there may be no more eating after washing my machronim. Daf Mem Gimel. So the symbol for Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here we go. The Frum Scratch and Sniff Spice Magazine. So magazine reminds us we're on Daf Mem Gimel. And the Frum Scratch and Sniff Spice Magazine reminds us this stuff talks about the various brachas we make for fragrances. Spring Edition featured articles on how Talmidei Chachamim can avoid getting perfume on their clothes. Because we're taught there are six behaviors that are unbecoming for a Talmid Chacham. One, going into the street with perfumed clothes in a place where people are suspected of homosexuality. Two, going out alone at night, lest he's suspected of inappropriate behavior. Number three, going outside with patched shoes. Number four, conversing with a woman in the marketplace. Five, dining with Amei Arts, unlearned people, lest he be drawn after them. And number six, being the last to enter the Beis HaMidrash, lest people consider him lazy. So the featured articles on how Talmid Chachamim can avoid getting perfume on their clothes so they don't get embarrassed in public. And that reminds us that Tamar was willing to be executed around the cause shame to Yehuda because it teaches us that it's preferable to cast oneself into a fiery furnace rather than shame one's fellow in public, as well as where to find blossoming trees in the month of Nisan. Because we learned the bracha that one says when we see a fruit tree in blossom during Nisan. Daf Mem Dalet. So the symbol for Mem Dalet is mud. So here we go. The Jew in Chutz La'aretz had just concluded his bracha on Me'ein Shalosh with the words of Al HaPeros, because he learned. The Gemara discusses the text of the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, and it says that when one says the bracha in Eretz Yisrael on fruits, the bracha concludes with Al Peroseha. In the Galus, in the diaspora, the bracha concludes with Al HaPeros. So once again, the Jew in Chutz La'aretz had just concluded his bracha Me'ein Shalosh with the words of Al HaPeros when he began to reminisce fondly about trekking through the mud. The mud reminds me of Daf Mem Dalet. Trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar, because we were taught that the fruits of Genesar were so sweet it required salt to be eaten with it, but because it was so exceptional, when bread was eaten with the fruits of Genesar, the bread was considered tuffel to the fruits, which were considered ikker, and that's the salt that the Mishnah is talking about, the salty food the Mishnah is talking about. So to eat the mud in Eretz, trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar and making a brain of fashos on its water. We have a malchokas regarding when is a brain of fashos made. Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdim, he said in the name of Rav, it's made on eggs, on meat, but not on vegetables. Rav Yitzhak says, even on vegetables, but not on water. Rav Papa said, even on drinking water. So once again, the Jew in Chutz La'aretz had just concluded his bracha of Me'ein Shalosh with the words of Al Peros when he began to reminisce fondly about trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar and making a brain of fashos on its holy water. Daf Mem He. So Daf Mem He, the simon is monopoly, ma, like monopoly. Here we go. Two of the three fathers were tired of waiting for their children's Monopoly game to end. Monopoly, that means run Daf Mem Hey. So they forced the third one to join their Zimun, which reminds us that when three people eat bread together and two of them finish while the other one's still eating, the third is expected to interrupt his meal to join in the Zimun. But when only one of them finishes first, the other two are not obligated to interrupt their meal to make a Zimun on his behalf. And declare Shem's greatness, which reminds us that the Gemara was seeking the source for the Mishnah's ruling that three people eat bread together are obligated to make a zimun. Rav Asi said it was from Gadol Hashem Iti. In Ramo Shmo Yachdav, Rav Yavahu says it's on the pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elkeinu, and resolved that next time that only two of them would eat together so as not to be obligated in a zimun. Which reminds us of the Machlokes, when two people eat together, are they allowed to make a zimun? Rav holds that two people are permitted to make a zimun. Rav Yochanan holds they are not. The verse of Gadlu implies that two additional people are called to form the quorum, but two people alone lack the requisite number of deos, minds, to form a zimun. All right, now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one. Where do we have the Machlokes regarding what the list of the Zayin Minim in the Pasuk teaches us? That's on Daf. Mem Aleph. Good. Number two. Where do we have two different sources brought for making a Zimun? That's on Daf. Mem Hey. Great. Number three. Where do we learn that there are six things that are unbecoming to a Talmud Chacham? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Great. Number four. Where do we have the Machlokes regarding what one makes a Borei Nefashos on? That's on Daf. Mem Dalet. Excellent. Number five, where do we have different proofs that a Tova Meitiv, the Bracha, in Birchas Hamazon is a Derabanan? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Great. Number six, where do we have the Machlokes regarding when a meal is considered over? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number seven, where do we have the Machlokes whether Min Shiva Adif or Min Chaviv is Adif? That's on Daf. Mem Olive. Good. Number eight. Where do we learn that a Baal Bais breaks bread? He's Botzea, but a guest is the one who's Mavarach, so he can make the bracha for the Baal Bais. That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good. Number nine. Where do we learn that Tamar didn't want to embarrass Yehuda? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Great. And number 10. Where do we learn that two people in a group can make the third join their Zimun, but one person can't force the two to join the Zimun for him? That's on Daf. Mem Hey, great. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhart from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.